Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. My co-host is Marnie Werner. She is the research manager at the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And today our special guest is Kent Tesey. Kent is a loan officer for MinStar Bank, and he's based in Lake Crystal. Kent, welcome to the show. And if you don't mind, could you just kind of give us a little bit of your background?
Well, I used to. I had 28 years of experience with the University of Minnesota Extension Service, specializing in farm management and marketing. And when I switched, it's actually been 5 years ago, I switched as an ag loan officer and vice president at MinStar Bank out at Lake Crystal. And part of that, I continued to do some farm management analyst work, I guess, writing some articles, doing some radio programs, doing some speaking. So still follow those issues very closely overall beyond what it means just for my work as an ag loan officer.
Well, welcome to the program. Really glad to have you here. And we're curious to know, here in southern Minnesota and really around the state, how is this crisis that we're seeing, you know, and hearing about incessantly in the national media, I mean, how is that really trickling down to our local area?
Well, obviously, there, you know, anybody out there that's got a retirement account, whatever kind of account it is that has some stock market investments, whether it's a business or individual, is feeling the impact with the sharp decline in the stock market. I think one of the things, you know, if you watch the national news on TV every night, it sounds like there's no credit available even to credit-worthy folks that might want to be buying a home, might want to be buying an auto or financing a business or whatever it might be. And that may be true in certain areas of the country and maybe even in certain parts of Minnesota. But right here in much of southern and rural Minnesota, the economy has still been fairly strong. Local banks are in very strong positions, and if somebody's credit worthy, whether they're it's a home real estate loan, a consumer loan, a business loan, or an agriculture loan, there's credit available. I don't know of any financial institutions that have discontinued giving credit. And one kind of flip side of what's happened with the stock market nationally, a lot of folks that have some money are looking for safe places for it. And so actually deposits are increasing at many local banks. Right. And of course, with the federal bill that was passed, that increased the protection from $100,000 to $250,000 per individual. So actually making it even more safe for higher amounts of money. So on the deposit side, I think there's still a lot of confidence in local banks, and local banks have those resources and more resources to continue to supply credit as it's needed.
Well, thanks, Kent, for your comments today. That's Kent Tesey. He is an ag loan officer for MinStar Bank based in Lake Crystal, Minnesota. And you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson along with Marnie Werner, and we'll catch you next week.